For this Wednesday, February 12th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. We start off with some state news as the Indiana Senate has unanimously passed Senate Bill 259, a measure designed to enhance transparency in law enforcement by requiring officers to disclose any conflicts of interest in probable cause affidavits. State Senator Ron Alting, who introduced the bill, cited an incident in Tippecanoe Valley as the motivation behind the legislation. The event involved criminal accusations made by a local police officer's family, prompting concerns about potential conflicts. With full Senate approval, State Bill 259 now advances to the Indiana House of Representatives for consideration. Holiday World and Splash and Safari officials have started hiring to fill more than 2,000 positions to meet the needs of the 2025 season. Applications are now open on the Holiday World website. An in-person job fair will be held on March 8th, and phone interviews will be held February 22nd and March 15th. In addition to the Parks job fair and phone interview days, Holiday World will also host hiring events in Owensboro on March 1st and Evansville on April 5th. Interested team members are encouraged to apply and interview before the event so they can bring documents to complete the hiring process, though interviews may be available on the spot. Holiday World offers several job perks for seasonal team members, including a personal season pass, discounts on food and merchandise, free access to other amusement parks and attractions in the area, two free uniforms, and much more. The parks have more than 30 departments ranging from food and beverage, lifeguards and ride operators, to smaller departments like morning cleaning and special departments such as EMTs and mowing. Individuals must be at least 14 years old to apply. However, most positions require individuals to be at least 16 years or older. Adults seeking seasonal employment such as retirees and teachers are encouraged to apply. Team member housing is limited. Applicants must be 18 years or older to apply and must live at least 50 miles from Holiday World and Splash and Safari. For more information about seasonal and full-time job opportunities, you can visit holidayworld.com/jobs. There is a blood drive coming up this Friday in Mount Vernon at First United Methodist Church that is located at 601 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Friday's drive will be from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. North Posey Athletics says that due to the girls' basketball regional at 3 o'clock on Saturday, the boys' basketball game that evening at home against Perry Central has been canceled. They say to accommodate the boys' basketball senior night and their truck raffle drawing, the boys' basketball game versus day school has been moved to Friday, February 21st at 6 p.m. This is a varsity game only, and they will have senior night recognition before the game, while the truck raffle drawing will be held at halftime. Last night, North Posey boys' basketball defeated Mount Carmel on the road 54-38. The Vikings pick up their 10th win of the season to improve to 10-8. North Posey travels to Southridge on Friday. Mount Vernon boys' basketball lost at Memorial on Tuesday night 60-31. The Wildcats fall to 9-10 and will be home on Friday to play Boonville. In men's college basketball, from Tuesday evening, the Indiana Hoosiers ended their 5-game losing streak with an impressive win at 11th-ranked Michigan State 71-67. The Hoosiers improved to 15-10 and 6-8 in the Big Ten. 7th-ranked Purdue lost a tough one at 20th-ranked Michigan 75-73. The loss ends the Boilermakers' 4-game winning streak as they drop to 19-6 on the year and 11-3 in the Big Ten. 15th-ranked Kentucky pulled out a nice win at home over 5th-ranked Tennessee 75-64. The Cats run their record of 17-7 and 6-5 in the SEC. Illinois protected home court last night with an 83-78 victory against UCLA. The Fighting Illini improved to 17-8 and 9-6 in the Big Ten. Coming up this evening in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball plays at Missouri State at 7 o'clock. The Purple Aces are trying to avoid a third straight loss as they sit at 9-16 overall and 6-8 in the Missouri Valley Conference. With 6 regular season games left, they are in a tie for 8th place in the conference and just 1 game back of 5th place. Finishing up with the NBA, as last night the Indiana Pacers fell at home to the New York Knicks 128-115. The Pacers are 29-23 overall. They play again this evening in Washington against the Wizards, tip-off at 6 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, February 12th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Javin Rebin. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.